This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. American playwright Arthur Miller used to say, a play is about how birds come home to roost, how challenges we face in life come back to haunt us if we ignore them. The idea underlined some of Miller's most renowned plays, Death of a Salesman and All My Sons. In both, the characters challenging each other are fathers and sons. As it turns out, Arthur Miller could have been writing about his own life. He had a son named Daniel, whom he kept a secret. Daniel had Down syndrome. His parents placed him in an institution after he was born. The Huntington Theater is premiering a play that's centered on Miller, his wife, and Daniel. The role of Daniel is played by 27-year-old Nolan James Tierce of Newton. Tierce himself has Down syndrome.
My name is Daniel Miller. Everyone calls me Danny. I'm a Yankees fan. I know every lyric to every Beatles song. I have Down syndrome.
The play is called Fall. The story takes place in 1966. Arthur Miller was 51 years old. He was the toast of high society and a moral compass for America. He was married to Austrian photographer Ingo Marath. The couple had a daughter, and then Marath gave birth to Daniel. Here's a scene from the play with actor Josh Stamberg as Arthur Miller.
When Inga became pregnant last year, I thought, oh my God, what if I actually raised a son in the twilight of my life? A daughter's wonderful, but a son at my age.
Joanne Kelly performs the role of Inga Marath. When doctors tell the couple that their child has Down syndrome and advise them not to raise him at home, Marat cajoles her husband not to listen.
We have toys waiting, the chair. For me to feed him, it's going to cost money. Arthur, that's all right. Let the crucible pay for it.
Still have plenty left over.
He's damaged, but we can love him. Try to love him. Whatever the sacrifice, he's your son. And my son. Why don't we raise the child we have and not the child we dream of?
Inga Marath and Arthur Miller instead found an institution close to their home in Connecticut. It was later cited for dangerous conditions. Marath visited Daniel as he was growing up. Miller did not. The story of Miller's secret son was revealed in a Vanity Fair article in 2007. Both parents had died by then. The play, Fall, is written by Bernard Weinraub. He says it was important to him not to demonize the couple.
You can't say their motives were evil or anything like that. They did what they felt they had to do. And to demonize him would diminish the play, because I think you have to understand and try to get to the complexity of motives and marriage and what happened between them.
When Weinraub told Huntington artistic director Peter Dubois about the play, Dubois was enthusiastic. We spoke with Dubois and with actor Nolan James Tierce about the play. Dubois said when he took the script to some workshops, he got serious pushback.
I have definitely felt the pressure to not do a hatchet job. There have been a lot of people that have said, I don't want to be the one to be launching this narrative in the theater, that, you know, Arthur is too respected a writer. It's as if he was still alive today.
So it's almost like circling the wagons around one of their own in a way. So what made you feel as though the Huntington could and should do that?
Exactly, because I could feel that happening. And I thought, this is an incredibly important story to tell. This was someone who lectured us on right and wrong. And I felt this real deep passion about telling this story of human fallibility. I then felt like, as we got going, I could feel the pressure of the outside world saying, this is a great man. You better be telling this story in a fair way.
So, Nolan, are you approaching it more as an actor or as somebody who can probably vividly see the part of the sun here, the part that you play?
I would say it's actually a little bit of both, personal and acting-wise. He has Down syndrome, and so do I, and we can relate.
So much of the play is about context and what was happening in the 60s when Daniel was born and the move to place children with special needs in institutions. I wonder, how do you hear that? How do you hear that as somebody with Down syndrome?
that history was actually at that time barbaric. I followed that history at times. I feel so bad for those people who have been institutionalized for many years, like Daniel. And they just need to feel more comforting and relaxed and in a safe environment.
How does the difficulty that Arthur Miller and his wife Inga Marat had at the time, how does that hit you, their decision? Do you feel for them at all? I think it might be hard to, but do you?
I do. Because they didn't really get to know Daniel that well, except for Inga. She was there at the sidelines, and Arthur just completely shunned him out of his life.
There's a scene where Daniel and Arthur meet, father and son meet, and Daniel does not seem to harbor any kind of hostility or anger. He shows love. Can you imagine Daniel not feeling hostility? Can you imagine him feeling just love?
I can see that, because love can actually heal all battle wounds.
So, Peter, just a couple more things. Bernard Weinraub says specifically, as we heard, he didn't want to demonize Arthur Miller in this. Is there a way around that?
I think that part of the way around that is in casting. Josh Stamberg is deeply intellectual. He knew he had to find a way to relate to his character. He really helped with us in terms of making sure it wasn't a pig pile on Arthur. But I won't beat around the bush. I mean, I think this is about a hero who falls. I mean, I think he took a huge fall in his life when he decided not to make Daniel a part of it. I feel like he would have found something in his relationship with Daniel that I think would have affected his writing in a good way.
Do we need to know this happened to him? It's a private matter that has become public. Why did you feel it had to be on stage?
I felt we had to tell this story because people feel a connection to Arthur Miller because of his plays. For some people, it's because of his marriage to Marilyn Monroe. But telling stories about actors or our neighbors or our friends who have Down syndrome, these stories aren't really being told right now. And when you have a story based on an actual theater artist who experienced this, who is no longer with us, but was an icon of the previous century, I felt an obligation to tell it. I actually felt and feel so thrilled that we get to tell this story.
The story of the son American playwright Arthur Miller kept secret is called Fall. Its world premiere performances are at the Huntington Theater's Calderwood Pavilion through June 16th. We spoke with Peter Dubois, who directs the play, and with Nolan James Tears, who plays Miller's son, Daniel. This coda to the story. Arthur Miller's son is now 51 years old. He lives with a foster family in Connecticut and is said to be close to his sister, Rebecca. The playwright and his son did meet when Daniel was grown. Arthur Miller left Daniel and each of his four children an equal portion of his estate.